Here at The World, we report on a lot of extremist Islamist insurgencies in places like Syria and Afghanistan. It's often clear who makes up these insurgencies and where they live. But in West Africa, in the landlocked country of Burkina Faso, nearly 500,000 people have been displaced by Islamist militants, and there is some confusion over who is an Islamist militant and who isn't. If you happen to be part of the Fulani ethnic group, you could be guilty by association, and that's led to reports of extrajudicial killings. One man shared his family's story with our BBC partners. He says his father and six relatives have been killed since February by Burkina Faso security forces. The BBC's West Africa correspondent, Louise Douast, has this report from Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou.
I think I was very lucky in my childhood because I remember up to when I was 6 years old, I can still remember my dad holding me in his arms.
That's a man we will call Jibril. He comes from a Fulani community in northern Burkina Faso, where Islamist militants are known to operate. Security forces are present in the area fighting them. Jibril says that in October, about 20 soldiers came for his father, who they suspected was aiding militants.
I was called around 8:30 on Saturday, October 26, by my brother. He told me this. The military came and took our dad and went with him.
An hour later, his brother found 9 bodies lying in a shallow grave about 10 kilometers away. Their father was among them. Jibril is still reeling from his loss.
We were very close. The Fulani culture, most of the time there's distance between children and their parents. Like, you wouldn't commonly see a dad taking their children in the arms, for instance. But my dad was kind of different.
One of the main militant groups, Ansarul al-Islam, was founded by a Fulani man, Ibrahim Diko, which is why some people wrongly believe that all Fulani support the group.
Clearly, today, when you are a man and a Fulani and living in a village, you fall into the stereotype of a terrorist. There's definitely a group in the military that is operating using those lenses. This is clear.
It was not safe for the BBC to travel to the area to verify Jibril's story, nor was it possible to confirm the identity of the perpetrators.
Do you think it's possible that your father was involved with the wrong people?
Anyone can be today suspected, but anyone should also have that right once you are taken. Not armed, a civilian, you had to go through a process, and this is what I was expecting. But from my knowledge, my dad was just struggling to live.
We asked the government spokesman, Rémi Danjinu, if allegations of unlawful killings were true.
Let me tell you that certain people in the military have been discharged and their cases are being taken care of within the army. But it's not because one person made a mistake that it means that there is a systematic effort to target a community.
Jibril isn't the first to speak out on unlawful killings. Human Rights Watch has documented 14 similar allegations between 2017 and early 2018, as well as 19 other incidents between September 2018 and February this year. The vast majority of those involved were Fulani. Ambroise Farama, a lawyer in the capital, representing alleged Fulani victims, has been working on some of these cases.
There have indeed been several complaints filed against members of the security and defense forces, and the majority of those cases have ended up before the military tribunal. But unfortunately, the military prosecutor's office has not followed up on these complaints that we filed, not at all.
Farama himself says he's received death threats because of his work alongside the families of victims.
I have clients from all corners of this country, and there are human rights organizations I'll collaborate with, and I can assure you there isn't 48 hours that go by without me receiving information that prove that such and such person has been arrested by security forces and later his body found on the side of the road.
attacks by militant groups remain the number one cause of civilian deaths in Burkina Faso, but Jibril warns that the more people feel unsafe, the more at risk they are of joining the wrong side.
The BBC's Louise Douas reporting there from Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso.